Welcome to Live Creative Now with Melissa Dinwiddie, a weekly podcast to inspire you to create your art and share your work, because that's how you will change the world.
Hey, Creative World Changer, this is Live Creative Now, Episode 3, and I'm Melissa Dinwiddie, Passion Pluralite Artist and Creativity Instigator, here to address all your questions about living a creative life. Before I get on to today's topic, I wanted to say that this episode is sponsored by Creative Sandbox 101, the little e-course that sparks big transformation and has helped over 1,000 people get their creative mojo working. The next session runs July 14th through 20th, and as a Live Creative Now listener, you can join me for just $10 by going to lcn.creativesandbox101.com. That's almost a third of the regular price, by the way, and you can get that special $10 deal at LCN, as in Live Creative Now. So lcn.creativesandbox101.com. lcn.creativesandbox101.com. And now on with today's episode. So in episode 1, I talked about the 8 reasons why it is essential and not self-indulgent to do your creative thing. If you haven't listened to that episode, you might want to do it. It goes over those 8 reasons why it truly is essential for you to do your art. It's not self-indulgent. Today, I want to talk about another part of the puzzle. It's not just important to do your art, whatever it is, writing, painting, dancing, filmmaking, whatever. It is also important that you share your work. That's why the tagline for this podcast is create your art, share your work, change the world. If you don't share your work, then a huge piece of how your work can change the world, how you can change the world through your work, is completely missing. So I want to cover today that piece of the puzzle. As a creativity instigator, my first objective is just to get people creating. And there's so many things that get in the way of that. But sharing your work is just as important and maybe even more important, although you can't really share your work if you haven't made it, so there is that. But if we feel resistance to creating in the first place, which so many of us do, for most of us, the resistance to sharing what we create is so much stronger than that, because it's scary. It's scary to put ourselves out there. It's scary to put our work out there. It makes us feel so vulnerable. No matter how good we get at whatever it is we're doing, no matter the level of mastery that we achieve, we always have this great vision in our head that our physical reality is not quite able to meet. The final product never matches up to that vision that we had for it at the start. And the thought of showing this imperfect effort to the world and subjecting it to the criticism of other people, oh my gosh, that's just so hard. Our little egos just want to go crawl in a hole and hide, right? So that's what we do. So often we stay in the shadows. We tell ourselves, I'm just going to stay here and hide until I'm good enough. I'm not really hiding, I'm incubating. But the problem is your gremlins, those voices of self-doubt and self-criticism, they will do everything that they can do in order to convince you that you're never good enough. You're never going to be good enough. So that temporary hiding, just until I'm good enough, that turns into permanent hiding. So you're still probably thinking, but what if I'm not ready? What if I'm not ready? Well, I want to challenge that. I submit to you that the time to share your work is actually before you feel ready. Bear with me on this. The reality is that the scary, it's never going to completely go away. And in fact, the way to dampen the scary is to do the thing that you're scared of, If you never do it, you will continue to be as scared of it as you have ever been. If you start to do it, then it becomes less scary. If you wait until you're no longer afraid, you are never going to do it. Now, I do want to make sure to say here that there are times when incubation is absolutely necessary and totally healthy, especially during our first, you know, tentative steps where we feel very, very tender about what we're doing. Sometimes external input is truly not useful. And that's a really important time to keep our focus inward. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. The problem is that so many creators get stuck there permanently. So what started as incubation turns into hiding and avoiding. And where incubation is nourishing, hiding and avoiding, that stifles us. That is not how we grow. So, staying hidden in the shadows, we do that because it feels safe, but the reality is that you get hurt just as much from hiding in the shadows than you do from sharing your work. It's just a different kind of hurt. Instead of that like really sharp pain sting of criticism, the hiding in the shadows hurts us in a way that's this long, drawn out, persistent ache of never achieving our biggest dreams for ourselves, of keeping ourselves tied up in a little knot instead of allowing ourselves to fly free. So how do you tell the difference between when you're hiding and when you're incubating? That is a really tricky thing. And for me, what I can say is that it's at the gut level. I can feel it in my body. When I hear the words, "I'm not ready," come out of my mouth, or I'm saying them in my head, I can tell when I'm using it as an excuse to hide rather than to incubate. There's kind of a tension in my belly. I feel this sense of defensiveness and almost this mild sort of guilt. Sometimes I feel like a flush on my face. So start to pay attention to how you're feeling when you use that excuse, "I'm not ready yet." Part of me always knows when I'm using that line, "I'm just not ready yet, that's why I'm incubating," when I'm using that as an excuse. Sometimes it takes the rest of me a really long time to catch up with that. But if I'm honest with myself, I always know when I'm hiding instead of incubating. Now, that said, it is still scary to step into the light. But there are lots of good reasons to push past your fear and do it anyway before you feel ready. And I'm going to give you 6 of them today. The first one, first reason to share your work before you feel ready, is that sharing can help you create better work. We're all afraid of critical feedback. Nobody likes that. But the truth is, we need feedback in order to do our best, richest, most deeply meaningful work. Now, of course, the wrong kind of feedback from the wrong sources can be really painful and devastating. But in order to get the right kind of feedback from the right sources, you have to share. What we want is supportive, constructive feedback that's really focused on how to make our work better. That's what's going to help us to learn what we need to learn in order to make our work better, right? So start paying attention in your world, in your life, to where those safe communities are, where those safe spaces are, where you can start to share before you feel ready, share your work in process, to get some feedback from other people who you know are not going to lob, you know, attack bombs at you. So that's reason number one. Sharing can help you create better work. Reason number two to share your work before you feel ready is that if you are interested in selling your work, and I know that not everybody is, but if you are, sharing can help you figure out what's sellable. In fact, the only way to figure out what your audience likes is by sharing it. And when you see what your audience likes and what they will happily pay for, that can seriously help your bottom line if you're running a business. Instead of, you know, throwing spaghetti at a wall and trying to see what's going to stick, you can actually steer your focus towards the kind of work that will bring you actual revenue. Now, I have a very, very strong warning here. This does not mean that your job as a creator is simply to please other people. It absolutely is not. But you have two roles if you are a creative entrepreneur, a business person who makes your money from your creativity. You are a business person and you are a creator. And your job as a business person is to figure out what people will buy. Your job as a creator is always to nourish your creative spirit. And sometimes those things are not the same thing. In an ideal world, there will be some overlap. And in a totally ideal world, there would be a lot of overlap, maybe 100% overlap between what feeds you and what your audience will buy. But it doesn't always work that way. Maybe what feeds you just isn't marketable. Maybe there just aren't very many people who are interested in it. Or, as happened with me, maybe you start out with this really lovely overlap, but something changes. You get bored, you want to move in a new direction, but your audience only wants more of the same thing. Maybe they even get angry with you for changing on them. You see that all the time in the music world, for example. Like, look at Genesis, the rock band Genesis. Their early music was very experimental, and then they became progressively more and more pop. And their original audience, who was into the experimental stuff, really hated that and got very angry with them. This is really tricky for creative entrepreneurs. Really tricky to negotiate. I'm not going to cover that, how to negotiate that, in this particular episode. But what I have learned in my own life from a very painful experience is that focusing only on pleasing your clients and customers, that is a very fast route to burnout. Serious, serious burnout. Exactly what happened to me. Even if you choose to seek out income opportunities from your creativity, it is absolutely critical that you also make sure to put energy into figuring out what the specific hungers are of your creative spirit and feeding those hungers really well. Trust me on this one. If you don't feed your creative spirit and only try to please other people, not a good scene. So that's reason number two for sharing your work before you feel ready. Sharing can help you figure out what's sellable. Reason number three for sharing your work before you feel ready is that sharing can help you see value in your work. I don't know if you know that wonderful quote from Martha Graham. I'm not going to read the entire thing here, but I will include it in the show notes. I love this quote. In one little piece of it, she says, "No artist is ever pleased. No artist is ever pleased. No matter how skilled you get, there is always a gap between your ideal vision of what you want to create and what you're actually capable of creating. And as a result, we usually only notice what is lacking in our work." As it says in my Imperfectionist Manifesto, and this is a phrase that I've adapted from a calligrapher named Peter Thornton, "Other people see your work for what it is. You see your work for what it isn't." Other people see your work for what it is. You see your work for what it isn't. When I share my work with others, though, what happens is, when I open myself up to their feedback, that can allow me to see it from their point of view, to see it for what it is rather than for what it isn't. It is as if, I wish you could see me now, because it is as if I can take off my own glasses, my own hypercritical glasses. And I'm like making that motion of taking glasses off my face as I say that, and put on somebody else's glasses and see it through their lens. That is huge. Now, I want to stress that this is different from sharing in order to gain validation, in order to get praise from other people. Totally different thing. That's not what I'm talking about at all. What I'm talking about is I still create work to please myself, to feed my creative spirit, not in an attempt to impress anybody else, but when I get a positive reaction to something that maybe I think is kind of crappy because all I can see is what it isn't, right? All I can see is the lack. When I get a positive reaction, that can help me see the value in what I might previously have dismissed as crap or just not good enough. So that's reason number three for sharing your work before you feel ready. Sharing your work can help you see value in your work. Reason number four for sharing your work before you feel ready is that sharing helps you have more compassion for your work and for yourself. You may know that my golden formula is self-awareness plus self-compassion equals the key to everything good. And I believe this more and more every day. Self-compassion is so key. And it's so hard for us to have compassion for ourselves and for our work because all we see is the lack, right? I've been practicing sharing imperfect work very, very intentionally. I regularly post my paintings in progress on Instagram, which feeds out to Facebook and Twitter, and also on my blog. I also share really messy, spontaneous music loops, very, very imperfect and messy. And I took on a year-long challenge a while back to fill a 3x5 card every single day to a one-word prompt, and I posted it on my blog. Whether I thought it was crap or not, whether I liked it or not. And more often than not, when I click publish on a blog post or on a podcast episode, my gremlins are whispering in my ear or yelling in my ear that it is not nearly good enough, but I publish anyway. And you know what's really funny about this? It is very often the work that I like the least that gets the most positive responses from other people. It's really funny, but those are the works that people will email me about to say that they touched them really powerfully. And the paintings that they'll ask if they can buy are often ones that I put out there and think, oh God, this is crap, I'm gonna paint over it. But if you think about it, who am I to think that my opinion is more valid than their opinion? And if they like something that I made enough to tell me about it or even want to buy it, that makes it so much easier for me to have compassion for that piece that I thought was so crappy and to have compassion for myself for creating it and for being imperfect. So that's reason number four for sharing your work before you feel ready. Sharing helps you have more compassion for your work and yourself. Reason number five for sharing your work before you feel ready is that sharing offers a deeper sense of purpose. Now, I'm the first one to say that creating is its own reward. Creating in the privacy of your own home, that can feed you. Joy in creating, that is purpose enough. The purpose is joy, right? And at the same time, I also believe that something is missing from the equation if you're the only one who ever sees what you create. Human beings are creatures of connection. We are hardwired to need community, and sharing your work helps to really place you in that web of humanity. You may never know how you touch someone else, but knowing that your work probably is touching somebody, that it has the potential to touch somebody because you have shared it, that adds a deeper layer of meaning to what you do. So that's reason number five for sharing your work before you feel ready. Sharing offers a deeper sense of purpose. Reason number six for sharing your work before you feel ready is sharing is how you will change the world. Ultimately, creating your work, sharing your work, that is how you will touch people. You never know who you're going to touch. You never know how it's going to touch them. But there's one thing you do know. It's only by sharing that you will make any impact at all. If you never share, you're never going to make any impact. You might look at your painting that you just made with total disdain, but that same painting might move somebody else to tears. It might make them find hope again. It might give them a reason to live again. That piece of writing that you want to delete off of your hard drive or toss in the shredder, that may give somebody the insight that they need right in that moment to realize that they're not alone or to take the next step in whatever their life journey is. And that song that you're ashamed of, that might offer somebody else the courage to write their own song. I mean, how beautiful. The truth is, when you create your art, whatever it is, you are not just a painter or a writer or a musician or a dancer or whatever. You are a creative world changer. Even if you never share your work, you change the world for the better by creating your art because creating makes you feel alive. And you bring that aliveness with you everywhere you go. I talked more about that in episode one. But if you share your work, you touch people with it. And your world changing is exponentially multiplied. So that is reason number six for sharing your work before you feel ready. So to recap, here are my six reasons to share your work before you feel ready. Number one, sharing can help you create better work. Number two, sharing can help you figure out what's sellable. Number three, sharing can help you see value in your work. Number four, sharing helps you have more compassion for your work and yourself. Number five, sharing offers a deeper sense of purpose. And number six, sharing is how you will change the world. So go forth and create and share your work before you feel ready. I challenge you to try it. Try sharing your work before you feel ready as an experiment. Start with a very small circle first, where you absolutely know that you will be treated gently. Maybe a little Facebook group that you're in, maybe a group of friends in your three-dimensional community. And then when you start to get used to that experience of sharing with that really safe, small group, start to expand your circle. And pretty soon, sharing your work will become the new normal. And you will be kind of amazed that you ever stayed hidden. So that's it. That's a wrap. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you're getting value out of this podcast, please leave a review over on iTunes. Ratings and reviews make a really big difference in how the show is ranked, and that makes a big difference in helping other people find it, and that helps grow the creative uprising. So you can play a really important role in this movement simply by leaving a review. Plus, I'd be incredibly grateful. And also, if you have a question about living a creative life that you would like me to address on the show, type it into your review, and you may just hear it featured on a future episode. So yes, to incentivize you to leave a review, I prioritize questions that are left in reviews. Be sure to include your Twitter ID if you want me to give you a shout out if I use your question. And if you would like your voice on the show, just go to the link to this episode in the show notes and you can leave me a voice message. But remember, I give first priority to questions left in reviews on iTunes. So if you want your voice and you want priority, leave a review in iTunes with your question in it and then leave me a voice message as well. Thank you again for joining me, and until next time, go get creating! Mwah!